Two special sessions were recently held by the Pocahontas County Commission to discuss financial issues at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital. Mary Beth Barr, the CEO of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, and Becky Hammer, the CFO of the hospital, addressed the commission at both of these meetings about possible assistance with a financial crisis brought on by the coronavirus emergency. The first meeting was held on Friday, March 27th, and the second meeting was held on Tuesday, March 31st. At the March 27th meeting, Barr and Hammer explained that due to the coronavirus situation, the hospital's revenues had dropped dramatically in the third week of March, threatening their ability to meet their upcoming payroll. They said that revenues for the hospital were poor for the first 6 months of the 2019-2020 fiscal year. However, there was a positive turnaround in revenues in January that lasted until the bottom fell out later in March, and they will likely continue that way at least through April, since they were told by the state to stop performing all elective services due to the virus crisis. Those services make up a very large part of the hospital's total revenues. Although there have been no COVID-19 patients so far at the hospital, Hammer said they need to be prepared for that to change by purchasing additional ventilators, adding to the 4 ventilators they currently have, and adding other medical equipment. Barr and Hammer said they need to borrow up to $250,000 from a local bank and ask the commissioners to possibly co-sign that loan if the bank requires that. Hammer summarized their current fiscal issues. The hospital currently has about 155 employees and they have not yet had any layoffs. They currently have 2 lines of credit, one of which is secured by a $250,000 CD, but there's no money available in these to meet the next payroll. The biweekly payroll is about $275,000 or about $550,000 per month. The commissioners ended that meeting without making any decisions other than to schedule a second special session on this topic for Tuesday, March 31st. At that special session, at the request of J.L. Clifton, an attorney who is also a member of the hospital board, the commission went into a highly unusual and questionable executive session for most of the meeting. When the commission returned to regular session, it was explained that the hospital was in very promising discussions with Pendleton Community Bank to resolve their immediate financial issues without any commission involvement at this time. Barr said these discussions involved possible deferment of existing loan payments with the bank for 3 months and a possible new 6-month loan for about $500,000 with no cosigner needed. Commission President David McLaughlin asked if Clifton could provide a summary of most of what he discussed with the commission during the executive session. According to that information, which JL later provided, there was a discussion of misunderstandings between himself and the commission, and he told the commissioners that cutting any departments at the hospital would not solve problems, just deprive the community of hospital services. JL also told the board that merging or affiliating with any outside hospital organizations would not be in the best interest of the community. The commission adjourned the meeting as there was no immediate need for commission action at this time regarding any of these matters. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.